Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, the Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, when we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. A thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your name, in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy, so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, O Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and home to be in order as we left it. Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for everything you have done and everything you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray with much love and thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone.
Breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I live for you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, it's Friday. You woke us up again this morning to see another beautiful sunrise. Thank you for seeing us safely through another weekend, Our family is healthy. Our bills are paid. We have food and shelter, and we are thankful and blessed. We praise you in advance for opening doors for all who need jobs, for healing the sick, and for keeping us and our families covered under the shadow of his wings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Keeps my mind the grace you've shown towards me. I just can't believe how you never turned away when I pushed you far away. You're the light that breathes through me. Now I've been set free. Right, wrong seems to follow me. I still can't believe how you never let me go, how you never lost your hope. You keep proving your love to me. I could ever write, a book I could ever read.
Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely and making sure our families are protected and all of the other countless blessings we do not see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
I worship you, Lord.
Come on. On high.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Comfort in Dark Seasons. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. And it says, you light my lamp, the Lord my God illuminates my darkness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. From one day to the next, Joseph lost almost everything, his family, home, and freedom. In Genesis 37, how stunned and rejected he must have felt when his brothers sold him and he was taken to Egypt as a slave. No one could have blamed Joseph for feeling devastated. Life is like that at times. Sudden changes ushers us into dark seasons, where we feel as if we have lost everything. We don't understand God's purpose and may even wonder if he's abandoned us. But the Lord did not forsake Joseph, and he is not rejecting us, even as a slave in a foreign land. Joseph experienced God's favor. And from his life, we know that a key to walking through dark season is to embrace the Lord's constant presence with us. Amen? My friend, because of the indwelling Holy Spirit, never give to you permanently at salvation. You belong to Jesus forever. No circumstances, suffering, or loss can separate you from his love. In Romans 8, 38 through 39, it tells you there. You are not alone in this dark trying, in this dark time. So give thanks for Christ promise to be with you, because he will sustain you in difficulties and will lift you up in due time. Amen? Just as he did for Joseph. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, you comfort, you guide, and you sustained us in the dark seasons. We know you will deliver us, and we praise your wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Comfort in dark seasons. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. To God be the glory.
You might be in a place in your life where all you see is the color gray, and the future looks dark and dreary. It's just like a dark cloud came over the earth and covered the land with fog. But there's one thing I want you to know. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And it was good. Let me tell you about it.
There were many times in my life when I felt like I was all by myself, and I needed an answer from the Lord. There were many times when I had nobody to turn to, but the Lord. So I decided to give him a try. I had to call on him.
Call on him.
Pleaded with the Lord to heal.
Call on him.
Down on my knees I called on him. Hey.
Call on him.
All of a sudden I heard a voice singing deep down inside. Trials and tribulations, and your heavy laden burden. Jesus said, cast your cares upon me, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You might feel like you're being tried, just trying to stand the test of time. But let me tell you one thing. The God I serve is able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask and think, according to the power of his riches and glory that work in us. All you have to do is make Jesus Lord of your life. Come on, let's pray about it. All you gotta do is call on him.
Call on him.
Sometimes you gotta call on him. Hey!
Call on him.
Please.
hear your cry.
Call on
you him. Gotta call him and hear his voice speaking way deep down inside. He's saying,
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Thank you. trial.
My God, bless
them. All of my tribulation.
My God, bless them.
I learned to trust in Jesus.
My God, bless them.
Oh.
God, I give you praise. I praise you in your sanctuary. I praise you in your mighty expanse. I praise you for your awesome deeds according to your excellent greatness. I praise you with music, songs, and words of admiration. My soul makes its boast in you. El Elyon, I bless your name today, and I will forget none of your benefits. You hold the power in your hand to keep the flames of life's trials from scorching me. You have the power to save. I will not fear what man can do, because you are El Elyon, the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
loving. The street life, the things that you're doing.
Begin to tremble when life's troubles surround me, whether in my work, my health, my finances, my family, or even in myself through anxiety, worry, or fear. Yet you are El Elyon, and you know when even a hair falls from my head. You protected Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were tossed to their certain death. But that sentence of death became the promise of life as you intervened Forgive me, El Elyon, for looking only at what I can see. Things that seem so certain to harm me physically or emotionally, rather than looking at you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center and say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Yeah.
God of praise, you are my strength and my song. I extol you because you have become my salvation. I give you praise because you are the one true God. Who is like you among the gods? Who is like you in all of the earth? Who is majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, and continually working wonders? Only you, God of my praise. You are deserving of my praise and my admiration. Great are you, God, and greatly to be praised. You are to be feared above all else. I ascribe to you the glory due your name and come before you in humble prayers to worship you, God of my praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play a selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen.
Amen.
He's able. Hallelujah.
Set you free. able. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He is. Yes, my God is able. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through. Yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head. But God is bigger. Hey, yeah, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's
your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able. Say able.
Able.
You see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through.
is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I can't let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, you worship. You worship. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke. That's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. And when you get to chapter 23, go down to verse 26. And we are going to read Luke, chapter 23. Verses 26 through 43. Amen. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. Where it says, now, as they led him away, they laid hold of a certain man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And a great multitude of the people followed him, and women who also mourned and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For indeed, the days are coming in which they will say, blessed are the barren, wombs that never bore, and breasts which never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green wood, what will be done in the dry? There were also two other criminals led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they divided his garments and cast lots. And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." An inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. And it said, "This is the king of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "As surely I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Amen. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting God, who was and is and ever shall be, creator of the earth and all therein, savior and redeemer of our lives, an ever-present spirit, we can scarcely take it in when we recognize that you are our Father, loving us even more than any parent could love us, desiring good things for us even more than they can. You know us completely, where we go, what we do, when we cry, and when we laugh. You hear us when we pray, and you guide us in your way. It is our joy to live before you and to offer our gifts of praise for your work in this world. Please accept the tithes and offerings we bring to you today and use them for your glory. In Christ's name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Everything about Jesus' death was designed to bring him suffering and shame. His enemies crucified him between two thieves for the purpose of humiliating him. They wanted to present him as a common criminal dying with his kind. As usual, Jesus turned the evil plans of his enemies into something good. The presence of these condemned men provided him with an opportunity to demonstrate his grace and forgiveness. Though the two thieves came to the cross from a common background and had perhaps been companions in sin, they responded to their situation differently. While at first both of them joined the crowd in ridiculing Jesus, One of them soon made a dramatic change in his attitude toward Jesus. The way that Jesus responded to the abuse being heaped upon him convicted the thief. If convicted him of his, it convicted him of his own guilt and of Jesus' innocence. The thief knew that he and his companion deserved death because of their guilt. He also knew that Jesus was innocent of the charges brought against him. He could see that Jesus was different. He was out of place hanging on that cross. The way that Jesus was praying probably made an impression too. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." How could a man have such confidence in God in these circumstances? There was just something about the way he said the word Father. Amen. Praise be to God. Okay, bear with me 1 minute here. Father, and surely he must be different to have such an attitude of forgiveness toward those who were crucifying him. All of these impressions led to the thief's appeal. In Luke 23 and 42, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the NIV. It was not a very strong appeal, but it was direct to the right person. Beneath this simple request was an unspoken plea for forgiveness. In mercy and love, Jesus answered. In verse 43, today you will be with me in paradise. Today stood in contrast to a distinct time in a future kingdom. And the thief would be more than remembered. He would be with Jesus in the dwelling place of God. Jesus assumed responsibility for all of the thief's sins and granted him full, free forgiveness. This incident is a beautiful example of divine forgiveness. Forgiveness is the removal of our sins so they are no longer a factor in God's dealings with us. We have no greater need than the assurance of God's forgiveness. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Luke chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. And it says, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. Amen. Praise be to God. So you see, as this man was about to die, he turned to Christ for forgiveness, and Christ accepted him. This shows that our deeds don't save us. Our faith in Christ does. It is never too late to turn to God, even in his misery. Jesus had mercy on this criminal who decided to believe in him. Our lives will be much more useful and fulfilling if we turn to God early. But even those who repent at the very last moment will be with God in paradise. Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Face of Forgiveness. And my subtitle, The Thief. Praise be to God. Tonight, my message is divided into two paragraphs. Amen. The fullness of divine forgiveness. God's forgiveness is full in that he forgives all kinds of sins. Because of this, man's reputation as a thief, he was sentenced to death on a cross. He was probably guilty of many other kinds of sins as well. He may have broken all of the Ten Commandments along the way. When I find people burdened with guilt, I often ask them, have you ever done anything you feel God cannot forgive? I am constantly surprised by the things that people feel God cannot forgive. For one person, adultery seems unforgivable. For another, homosexuality. For another, divorce. For another, murder. And I could go on. The account of Jesus' forgiveness of the thief shows us that God forgives all kinds of sins. Amen? God's forgiveness is full in that he forgives all sins regardless of their number. Can we accumulate so many sins that God cannot forgive them all? Is there a certain number of sins that mark the limit of divine forgiveness? The story of the thief is a witness to the fullness of God's forgiveness. God can forgive a multitude of sins just as easily as he can forgive one sin. And before we could have this forgiveness, however, God had to send his son as a sacrificial lamb. When Jesus died on the cross, He died for all. His death covered all our transgressions. Isaiah realized this truth when he prophesied, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah 1:18. And John offered this assurance in 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The phrase, all unrighteousness, reminds us of the fullness of divine forgiveness. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The freeness of God's forgiveness. Jesus' forgiveness of the thief exposes more erroneous thinking about how we receive forgiveness than any other incident in the Bible. Surely the Holy Spirit caused Luke to include this account for this very reason. God forgives people freely. There was no other way this condemned man could have known forgiveness. Amen? Praise be to God. Divine forgiveness is extended apart from good works. This man had no opportunity to do any good works. Again and again, I encountered people who feel that if they just do enough good works, God will forgive their transgressions. When they feel pangs of guilt because of past sins, they redouble their efforts to cover their sins with a multitude of good works. But good works alone are worthless without sincere repentance. The thief received the forgiveness of his sins from Jesus as a free gift. Amen? Divine forgiveness is extended apart from religious affiliation or ordinance. This man had no opportunity to be baptized. So baptism is not necessary to wash away our sins. He had no opportunity to receive communion. So such an ordinance is not necessary to receive God's forgiveness. This man had no opportunity to join a religious group or institution. So such affiliation is not necessary to enter heaven. Forgiveness is a free gift apart from religious trappings. Divine forgiveness comes through repentance. Repentance means to acknowledge our sins. This man openly confessed his guilt and his worthlessness of the death sentence. Repentance is extremely difficult for many people. It means to reach the point where we can sincerely admit, I have sinned. I am a sinner. Repentance is essential because God cannot forgive a sin that we will not acknowledge. Divine forgiveness comes by faith. After we acknowledge our sin, we must turn to Jesus for forgiveness. We must do what the thief did. We must ask Jesus for forgiveness. Though he did not say it in exact words, Jesus knew what the man meant and wanted. This was faith. Freeness of forgiveness makes it possible for all people to be forgiven at any place and any time in life. Though the story of the thief does not encourage us to wait for deathbed repentance, it does encourage us to believe that it is never too late to turn to Christ. God forgives freely and fully. You see, we have here the blessed Jesus, the Lamb of God, led as a lamb to the slaughter, to the sacrifice. Though many reproached and reviled him, yet some pitied him. But the death of Christ was his victory and triumph over his enemies. It was our deliverance, the purchase of eternal life for us. Therefore, weep not for him, but let us weep for our own sins and the sins of our children, which caused his death, and weep for fear of the miseries we shall bring upon ourselves. If we slight his love and reject his grace, if God delivered him up to such suffering as these because he was made a sacrifice for sin, what will we do? What will he do with sinners themselves who make themselves a dry tree, a dry tree, a corrupt and wicked generation, and good for nothing? The bitter suffering of our Lord Jesus should make us stand in awe of the justice of God. The best saint compared with Christ are dry trees. If he must suffer, should not they expect to suffer? And what then will the damnation of sinners be? Even the suffering of Christ preached terror to obstinate transgressors. And as soon as Christ was fasting to the cross, he prayed for those who crucified him. The great thing he died to purchase and procure for us is the forgiveness of sin. This he prays for. Jesus was crucified between two thieves, and them were shown the different effects the cross of Christ would have upon the children of men in preaching the gospel. One male factor was hardened to the last. No troubles of themselves will change a wicked heart. The other was softened. At the last, he was snatched as a band out of the burning and made a moment of divine mercy. This gives no encouragement to any to put off repentance to their deathbeds or to hope that they shall then find mercy. It is certain that true repentance is never too late, but it is as certain that late repentance is seldom true. None can be sure they shall have time to repent at death. But every man may be sure he cannot have the advantages this penitent thief had. We shall see the case to be singular if we observe the uncommon effect of God's grace upon this man. He reproved the other thief for railing on Christ. He admitted that he deserved what was done to him. He believed Jesus to have suffered wrongfully. Observe his faith in this prayer. Christ was in the depth of disgrace, suffering as a deceiver and not delivered by his Father. He made this profession before the wonders were displayed, which put honor on Christ's suffering and started the Centurion. He believed in a life to come and desire to be happy in that life. Not like the other thief, to be only saved from the cross. Observe his humility in this prayer. All his request is, Lord, remember me, leaving it to Jesus to decide in what way to remember him. Thus he was humble in true repentance, and he brought forth all the fruits for repentance. His circumstances was amid Christ upon the cross is gracious like Christ upon the throne. Though he was in the greatest struggle and agony, yet he had pity on a poor penitent. By this act of grace, we are too understand that Jesus Christ died to open the kingdom of heaven to all penitents, obedient believers. It is a single instance in Scripture. It should teach us to despair of none, and that none should despair of themselves, but lest it should be abused. It is contrasted with the awful state of other thieves who died hardened in unbelief. Though a crucified Savior was so near him, be sure that in general, men die as they live. Amen. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, God is a God of forgiveness. In the death of his Son on the cross, God made full provision for the forgiveness of your sins. Now he awaits your response. Will you, like the thief, ask him to forgive your sins and become the Lord of your life? I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. The face of forgiveness. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and he is my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your Christian walk. Amen. And my benediction for this message tonight is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology. Amen. So have a wonderful weekend, and please be safe if you have to go out. God loves you, and so do I. Good night, everyone. Shalom.
Tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.